This is Climate Opportunity.
Climate Opportunity.
Climate Opportunity Podcast.
Welcome back to the Roots of Resilience. On the show today, we'll explore how ancient African communities adapted to and mitigated the impacts of a changing climate by preventing and managing wildfires. I'm your host, Crown Eze. Come along with me. Throughout Africa's diverse landscapes, wildfires have been a force of nature. But ancient civilizations didn't just endure these infernos. They harnessed their knowledge and wisdom to control and coexist with the flames. Today, we'll explore the remarkable techniques these societies employed to manage wildfires, protect their habitats, and preserve their ecosystems. The first technique we'll be exploring is fire breaks and controlled burns. Ancient African communities recognized that wildfires were both a blessing and a threat. They understood that managing fires was essential for their survival. These communities employed a clever strategy of creating fire breaks, vast landscapes divided by controlled burns. These controlled burns were meticulously timed to create fire-resistant zones, reducing the intensity of wildfires. This method not only protected their settlements and farmlands, but also allowed them to harness the regenerative power of fire for agriculture and ecosystem rejuvenation. Another technique they employed was terracotta pot alarms. To stay ahead of wildfires, these communities use terracotta pots as early warning systems. These pots were strategically placed in the wild and filled with materials that would create noise when heated by approaching flames. This provided an effective alarm system, allowing communities to respond swiftly to encroaching fires. The combination of technology and natural materials showcased their resourcefulness in managing the unpredictable nature of wildfires. A third technique was community fire brigades. Fighting wildfires required a collective effort, and ancient African communities knew the value of teamwork. They formed community fire brigades equipped with tools, knowledge, and well-planned strategies. These brigades were often the first line of defense against wildfires. The sense of unity and shared responsibility within these brigades was not only practical, but also a testament to the strength of community bonds in the face of adversity. Another technique was eucalyptus groves. Eucalyptus groves played a crucial role in wildfire management. These communities deliberately planted these tall, fire-resistant trees as a protective barrier around their settlements. Eucalyptus trees not only helped shield villages from wildfire, but also provided valuable resources. The leaves of the trees contained oils that could create a cooling effect during fires, further aiding in fire suppression. This dual-purpose strategy highlighted their wisdom in the face of challenges. And lastly, they also employed beehive fences in their wildfire management strategy. In another stroke of brilliance, some communities utilized fences made of beehives. These fences discourage the entry of animals that could potentially spark fires. But the brilliance didn't stop there. These beehive fences also provided a sweet reward in the form of honey. This approach exemplified their sustainable and inventive approach to managing wildfire risks. That concludes our exploration of wildfire management in ancient Africa. These tested and trusted techniques not only preserved ancient civilizations, but continue to serve as a point of reference to us as we continue to battle wildfires and improve our approach to climate change adaptation and mitigation. Thank you for coming with us on this journey, and remember, let's embrace the wisdom of the past as we build a more resilient future. Until next time, goodbye.